pause recording. Oh, I guess I don't get any tone anymore in this new version of Audio Boo to let me know I'm recording. How special. Anyway, here I am. I mentioned a couple days ago that I was going to do a boo of something really cool, and I did make the recording, but it's pretty long, and so I thought I would just make this kind of brief-er, anyway, and give a demonstration of a new toy here. Let me just move my ice cube trays out of the way and plug in the toy. And I'll kind of give a description and a bit of a walkthrough. So this is a talking pressure cooker, slow cooker combo unit. And I'm just going to put the phone on the counter here. And we'll kind of go through. So it's a big oval plastic and stainless steel type contraption. Looks like a very large crock pot. It's 6.5 quarts. And the lid is kind of a heavy metal inside with a big handle, a turning valve, and a switch, and a couple other little valvey type things. And when you put the lid on, there's a gasket seal that goes around the whole thing so that when you lock it, the steam doesn't escape, because obviously for a pressure cooker you don't want that. So I've actually got it locked in place now. I'll start with the valve. It's on the left-hand side toward the front, and it looks like a little circle with a pointer thing on it. And when you push the pointer thing over till it's touching the handle, that's the steam setting. So if you want to actually steam vegetables or something, that's where you'd put the valve. If you want to do pressure cooking, you kind of turn it one notch to the left. It kind of pops up and down. You kind of feel it, and it points away from the handle, and that is the pressure cooker. But what sets this unit apart from every other unit I've ever heard of is the fact that it will eventually talk to me. On the front of the unit is a panel with 10 buttons, and they kind of go down on each side of the unit from top to bottom, 5 on each side. The top button is supposed to be some kind of a mode button. I haven't figured out what it does. The manual is very vague. The next button down, if I press it, it says,
slow cooking. Place food in the cooking pot according to recipe.
Okay, so this first button here is the slow cook button, or the second one from the top
and
the left.
Place food on the pressure cooker and slide to the left position.
So it's telling me what to do. So if I wanted to
turn the regulator knob to the steam position.
Okay, so the regulator
is preset for 180 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it's giving us quite a bit of information
there. Press the slow cook button.
Okay. Okay, maybe it's done now. So it's telling me a few things here. It's telling me that I want to put the valve on the steam setting for the slow cooker. It's also telling me that the default temperature is 180 degrees. That is considered low. For a crock pot, that is the low temperature. So I can use the plus and minus buttons to go up if I want to. In this case, I'm not going to worry about it. But if I press slow cook again, I timed out. but if I press the slow cook again, then it asks me to enter in the time that I want to cook for. And then that goes up in half-hour increments, up and down, and the default start time is 4 hours. And it can go up to 12. So it's kind of neat. The next one, I'm going to run out of time here if I go this slow. The next button down, I think, yeah, it's saying brown setting, I think. So that's if I want a brown, if I'm making a casserole and it has like
food in the cooking pot, according to recipe.
Hamburger or something, I can do that. The next one down,
royal
Warm.
Plate food in the cooking pot according to recipe.
And if I wanted to keep it warm, you know, for X amount of time. Next one down.
Place lid on the pressure cooker and slide to the locked position.
Okay, we'll ignore that. Next one down.
Steam setting.
Is steam. Again.
Place food and liquid in the cooking pot according to recipe.
Again, if I wanted to do vegetables. I need to get a trivet type thing for this.
Place lid on the pressure cooker
so that I can do some steaming. And on the right-hand side, we've got five more buttons. And the top right one is to delay. You have an 8-hour
delay time is 4 hours.
We have an 8-hour delay timer.
Plus or minus to adjust delay time.
And that goes up and down in half-hour increments. And the plus and minus buttons do not speak, but you can count up. So, like, if I wanted to go to 5 hours, I would hit plus twice, and it would take me to 5 hours. Right below the plus and minus buttons is the pressure cook button.
Setting pressure.
And that's to set pressure.
In the cooking pot according to recipe, including at least 1.5 cups of liquid.
And as it'll tell you in a minute here.
Place lid on the pressure cooker and slide to the locked position.
Okay, come on. Tell us the next step here.
Turn the regulator knob to the pressure position. Display is preset for 15 psi or high pressure. Press the minus button once for medium and twice for low pressure.
So it guides you through pretty much everything
press
you need to know.
Button.
And if I press the setting pressure button again, it wants me, well, it's supposed to ask me for the time. I don't know, it's being goofy, but that's basically, and the bottom button on the right is the start-stop button, the one we didn't talk about, and because I have nothing in here, we're not going to hit the stop button, the start button, but that is the talking pressure cooker, slow cooker, and any of these things, I said, you can set a delay timer for up to 8 hours. If you set the temperature for, you know, the timer for like 6 hours, for instance, and you're gone for eight, when it reaches the 6 hour time, it will automatically switch to warm and keep your food warm. If you're slow cooking, it'll do the same if you're pressure cooking as well. But I wouldn't, like, you know, turn on the pressure cooker and leave home. So, just my opinion. Anyway, that is my new toy, and I'm going to be having some fun with it over the next couple of weeks. So, hope you enjoyed this little demo.